Simon Shin Pei Beis, Seif Yud Gimel. We learned yesterday that instead of doing schius from the goy doesn't want to do schius b'shum oifen. There's another oifen to do she'ila. And then we have the machloikas after the she'ila, whether you do that yid borrows a place to put something, and then the machlokes whether you do from this yid schius or you do eruv. So how does the she'ila work? That the yid has a place in the goy's house, so the yid becomes a shutter for the goy in this house. So then we've already done something very similar to schius. So state in Tosfos, Siv Yud Gimel. So im yichad loy mokem bebayis shemashel loy. If he was miyachad a place for it, kimen she'enoy kishluche b'chol abayis loy bahani. So the Shurno brings this in legaba taka this, whatever we said yesterday, this lawnmower or this key that you ask this person to look after for you, and therefore because you did that, you've got a yad in his house. But you have to have a yad in his whole house, so it's mashmudu. Therefore, if he tells you, I'll put it down in this room, and that's it, nowhere else, then it's not good enough. Because he has to have a yad in the whole house, as it's stated in Bis Yosef. See, really, this din, when not in Shulchan Aruch, is brought in a Tosfos legabas a person that actually lives in the goy's house. If somebody actually lives in the goy's house, so the choyer, if he lives in the goy's house, why do I have to do schius in the goy? I can do eruv or schius because he's like schius l'ki. He lives there. The whole mile of schius l'ki to where before was because he has a shaykhs with the goy because he can put things down in the house. Now let's go back. Schius l'ki toy. Why can you use schius l'ki? Top of the page says you can use his garden or whatever because he can put things down in his house. The goy, let's say a goy. So what happens if you have somebody that taka lives in his house with him? Of the end of Tosfos, Tosfos has a cash room somewhere else. So Tosfos, somebody lives in his house is only good if this person lives in his house. If somebody lives in one little room and that's it, and this socher lives in the room and the goy lives in the rest of the house, so you still haven't gained anything. It's just like two houses. But you haven't taken away anything from the goy.
Yeah, well, you can walk through his garden.
No. If you think a minute, let's make it easier. You've got one chutzah which belongs to five yidden and one goy. So there's six houses, and one of the houses in the little room over there, the first room lives a socher. In the first room when you come in lives the gardener. Very nice. So he's also got a house there. So it was hosted of him. We need somebody who's got a right in the goy's house. When we do schius, we take schius from with socher the goy's house. You're not being socher, so you're going to go to this socher. What's this socher got? He's got a little room. And that's it. Don't get out to that room. I mean, go out. You go out into the garden. But don't go in my house anyway. I don't need you in my house. So what have you done when you go to this socher, if you haven't done, when you be socher from this socher, you haven't been socher from the odoin, from the balabais. We're worried about the balabais, the owner. The owner is the one that owns the house, and the owner is the one that owns the mukkim and the chotzer. And we have to get to the owner. When we do schiras, we're saying, we're being socher from you, your whole house, let's say. Oh, but if we're going... But if we're going to take from here, it's not good enough. So that's where the makor of this thing comes from. Because you have to be shulchan b'chol abayis. And the shulchan aruch adapts this. Machaber says, who are then, when you're just putting a key down somewhere, you also have to let the goy should say, I'll put this key wherever you want, wherever I want. But if the goy says, I am putting it over here, and I'm not putting it anywhere else, all you've gained is in one little place. It's not good enough. Now, first, before we learn the Mishabura, let's learn the Bialocha. Im Yichal Lemokim, Bivisyosim Mavura, the Hainu Dafka Kshamoni Bialocha, the second one. Hainu Dafka Kshamoni Beferush Minishtamash Bechol Abayis. Aber Kozman Shlemoni Behedye, Afagav Shehushal Nirkein, Bezovisach Mishdash Lakim Lehoshkam Shem Gan Shem Bachoy, Zizim Lim 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 L So the question is, does it mean that what happens if he says, okay, I'll let you put it here? Is that bad enough? If he says, I'll let you put it here, now don't let you put it anywhere else. Obviously, that is the problem. So the shail is, if he says, I'll let you put it here. And he didn't say beferish, but you can't put it anywhere else, so you can't put it anywhere else. He just said, I'll let you put it here. So that's really a shail in bi'alucha. Kozman shlimon ibehed, yeah, but he also says it's all right. See, it's a bit makel. It's makel in that. As long as he doesn't say beferish, I don't let you put it anywhere else. Now let's learn the Mishabur, mem gimel loy mahani. V'achroini miskinu ledina. That means, because there's another teretz in Torah, that means, alright, so you've told me that we have a goy in part of the house, and a yid in the other part, or the soch in the other part, so they have no shaychus. It's not good. It's not good enough to rent the main baalim goy from the soch, because he has no shaychus. What?
Like another person living in the
fall. Exactly. Heinu dafke, zog der Ober, der Achroinim zogen, heinu dafke, kshein le rishus lish tamash, wo yisa mokim shichol le klal. Vigam ein yochol le salkoi. Vim ke, see here, if you look, it's unclear, because this Mishabur really is not talking about the key. This Mishabur is talking about the real Tosis, which is talking about that the Socha is living in a room. Well, it doesn't make sense the way how it's put, you see, because that is the Makorian Tosus. The Makorian Tosus go back to the real case where he's got his room, and we said, no, it's no good if you've got a room, because you've got that room there, and the Balabais got all the rest of the house. We need skirs on the Balabais. You've got nothing to do with the Balabais. Zogun Dachroinim, but if the Balabais is allowed into your room, all the Balabais is Yochel Salkoi. He can get rid of you. So then the Balabais is still, this little room is still part of the Balabais' house. It's good enough to take from the Soche. That's the Altaklal. You don't really need every point in the house to do Schirus from. The Ikka is, we're doing Schirus from a part of the house which still belongs to the Balabais. So we said, that's yours, everything else is mine. But you have to get, we're not getting to the Odoin if we do from the yours. The gardener locks his door. I live here, and that's nothing to do with you. And the balabos can't send him away. But if he has a sheikhus, if he has no right to lock the door, so the balabos can still come into this house. So this part of the house is also the Balabos' house. Oy, she'esh le'ushos esalik esha Yisroel, talking about the Yisroel, put it there, or the Yisroel in this place, is a liver in this place. Im kenadayin yesh reachsim Yisroel v'arik eshluchoy. Although the Beis Yosef doesn't hold of this, but as you see in the Shatzir, but ligabe this, he's making like the Bach, and the Bach says that this is all right. Why is it all right? Because you're renting still at least part of the house of the Odin, because the Odin has not been Masalik himself yet. Because the Odin has still a right in that house, either to chuck him out or to come in when he wants. That's good enough. So you see, it's good enough even, just a klal you see from here, you don't really have to be Soicha the whole place. It's good enough just to be Soicha a part, but as long as that part is a part of the Balabai. This Pshat and this Mechaba is, then you have nothing to do with the rest of the house, then it doesn't work. See if you doubt it. You don't really need access you've got access there. Your thing's lying there. It doesn't matter. It's not Eruv that you have to have access. It doesn't matter. No. See if you doubt it. Sochroi mischiroi elekitoi lizman. You went to the Socher and look it. So let's go back to gardener. And you were soicha from him. Then after a bit, the gardener is finished. He's not a gardener anymore. If you did it for a zman, the zman has been done. Maybe it's okay. If you remember, we had before that if you make a schirus, one of the milas to make a schirus lizman is because he can't be choizer. If you do it for 10 years, you can't be choizer in the middle. But if you do it stam, he can be choizer any time. So the same halacha applies over here. That if the soch is really doing it, ke'ilu is doing it for the balabais, or as if the balabais did it. So once you get rid of the soch, l'choizer. Aba, if you did lizman, you can't be choizer anyway. If you did istam, you can be choizer. So it's the same halacha. Zog de mishmur mem dalet. Afa bi shizog de chazman atam chashvina is asirus kilo sochim ala bais. Kibbe shan kolos abishusse. It's as if you did it from the baal bais, even though you didn't. And therefore, there's no chazor if it was. And therefore, mitoyim atoyim asman vuadin shemesa sochim kengos kolos shayachoinim, because there's no chazor. Aber if there is a stam, therefore, it's like when the sochi goes away, then it's finished. Meila, it's a chazorah. But if you can't do a chazorah because it's man, then it's different. Now, im sochi mi gizba amelach. It's a very interesting rumor. It sheds a lot of light on the whole inyan. Although it's a difficult light. If you were soicha from the gizba of the melech, so you went to the whoever the gizba amelech is, and you did schius from him, and then he lost his job, it's also good. Obviously, because you did it as a man, it's also good. And if it's good, if it's man, if it's not lizman, if it's stamazoi, then it's finished. Because it's finished. He's not a gizbe anymore. It's like a chazor. We're talking about he did it stam. If he changed his job, and he said to him, you're not going to be the gizbe of the king anymore, but you can still be here, but you still are as one of the civil servants, Adain Mikra, I don't know if it means Mamsha pension that he sends it to his house, but he's still here. Adain Mikra Schir Likitoi, Vyochaliska Mimenu, you can even be Soicha now. He's lost his job as Gizba. All he does, Lachoyra, is Adain Oichel Prasa Melech. All he's doing is he's having a comfortable pension there. It doesn't say he works anymore, he's lost his job as Gizba. About Adain Mikra Schir Likitoi. He still calls chelikidiv yochalis kamimenez at the gemara. You can go and be soicha from him even now. So it's not a chazorah because he's not lost. He's not because he could even do it now. L'chein gam schius orishna dain kaim. And if you're not going to do it now, even the original one, which was done stoma, which should be a chazorah when he got lost his job, he hasn't lost his job. For guy, he still gets his wage every week, even though he has lost his job. Zodim shabuah migizba amelach afilu noit laschala atzmoi. Even though he takes the money for himself, it doesn't matter. They're allowed to keep the money in their pocket. I'll soon explain in detail in a minute. When you do go to the site, you should always make his man. Why? Because if he's going to lose his job totally and not anymore get a wage, then that's the end of the schiris. So it's always better to do as man, and then there can't be a chazora, then the zman keeps. The problem is talik about the schiris. But she has a man, how long do you do? His kima achon diocheliska zman orach v'gav. You can do him for a very long time. So the schiris eskim shona. You asked me last time, that's what I said, 20 years. The kazo shemish shibur. For yocheliska men atam, da daini beklau, memanei amelach, meshosav, kimmetche mekabel praspes amelach, v'ayim bi'alocha. Rabbi Alocha has a big problem with this Mishabur. Let's think a minute. We've got a king here, and instead of going to the king, we go to his worker. So, now, Rabbi Alocha tells us, he brings a Chai Odom. Chai Odom zogt that when you go, you can go to the police, but you can't go to a cadet in the army. Favos. Because what can a cadet in the army do? Nothing. Police, they've got a right. Why can you go to the king? Let's go better. We don't live in Westminster. We're not trying to, because we've got a chotzer together with the queen. And maybe we have a problem with the queen because she also carries in our chotzer, so we have to do schius from the queen. That's not our problem. The problem, we don't live in Westminster. Where do we live? We live in somewhere else. So we come to handle the queen, the king, the melech, Teretz says. The melech is somebody who has a right in every house. like we had before. He has a right to put things down in every house, so that's why he's good enough to be soicha from the king. Okay. Now, we don't have to go to the melech himself, we can go to any socher of the melech. Yeah? Why can you go to any socher of the melech? So we learned before, you can go to the socher of the melech, the socher of, let's go back, not to the king, let's go back to poshut when we have poshut a goy. And you have a goy. And the goy, you don't have to go to the goy, you can go to the socher. If you remember, we learned, you know, you can go to the socher, as long as the socher has rishus lishtamash here. And Mazoi, when you're going to the you're going to the king because the king has rishus lishtamash in all the houses in this area. So l'chayra, his socher also has to have rishus to be mishtamash in the area. Now thus l'chayra pshat in l'chay odom, that says that the police, they are mshol se'a melech that have rishus to do what they want in any house, but the cadets in the army, they haven't got a right. He's got no right. Because does state that you can go to any of his avodim, you can go to him even though he's lost his gizboris, and you can still go to him. He's lost his gizbor. So he's not a policeman anymore. He's finished. So what is he? A gonished. He's on a pension. He gets a wage from the king. You can still go to him. So the Bialuch is, I don't understand what's going on here. Why can you go to him? This is very schwer. Bialuch Blaiba Akashi says, I don't see, you can't. The Yisod is, as Mazeit Do L'chayra, and the Rezach, Mazeit Do, that besides being able to go to the Soche, as a Soche, because he also has a right in the house, there's a pshat of going to the servant of the Melech, because whatever the servant of the melech does, the king can bestain. He's like the shliach of the melech. Remember we said yesterday, we said yesterday quite clearly, a straight freer, you can go to his gardener because the gardener has a right in the house. We're talking about a goy that lives in the house. You go to the gardener. You can't go to his mechanic. What's his car mechanic got to do with the house? Oh, but let me ask you, if his car mechanic is his accountant, yeah? So then maybe you can go to him. Why? Even though he never goes in the house. He meets him in an office in town. You know why? Because the accountant is, whatever the accountant does, is ke'ilu, he's happy. The guy will say, oh, my accountant looks after my affairs. So when you're going to him, you're not going to him because he's mamush asochi velokit, he has a right in his house. You're going to him because whatever the accountant does, is what he's happy, the king's happy with it. So chuy dosip shat, anaya means chiris, that when you go to the gizba melech, the gizba melech and the avodim on the melech, because the king, and like it says here, another raya is, because it says he doesn't have to give him the money. Okay, he doesn't care. I ask you here the socher before, he has to give the balabos the money. We learned before the socher can do it bal kocha. If you do bal kocha, mechateisa, he doesn't want the money. He said before, I don't want the money, I don't have to do with it. Of course he doesn't give him the money. Why over here did the Mishabura wake up suddenly, he does give him the money, he doesn't give him the money, the melech's not makpid. Tell it says, because here it's an accountant. He's doing it al shlichas. That's why it's different. He's not taka soche. All he is the melech has a right to go into every house, so the melech is a schelekitoi. And now that you can go to any eved of the melech, because the melech is freedom that he doesn't have to be bothered when these Jews come and want to do schios. Go to my schlepper, he'll do it for me. You didn't go to the melech and ask the melech, and you went straight away to the schlepper. That's part of the way how the malchus works. So he doesn't need to be mamash, I think. That's the teretz. Bialuch doesn't say, it's a chiddush. But that's the pshat. Makes it another chiddush in how you can do schius. I have to learn Siv Tesvov as well, please, because we had shavuos, so we're a bit behind. Siv Tesvov, im Yisrael vein Yehudi dorim bebayis echas, if a yid and a goy live in one house, tzorich lisker men Yehudi el arvim Yisrael. So here you've got another din. That, again, it's similar to what we said before, that if you're yichad mukim for him, that doesn't help you for the rest of the house. It's the same you got here. A yid and goy live together, that is living together, they are separate people, they're just sharing a house. This pshat is that the goy, the yid lives by the goy lives by the yid. Hago, what does the Gemara say? Im yesh l'chol echad dira b'fnei atzmai. Imagining there's two rooms, one the yid, one a goy, but they have no shaychus. So you haven't fadined any schiris yet, because you haven't taken anything away from the goy. V'adin shnei ein yehudim, two goyim adorim b'chai gavna, b'bayis echas, soich liske mishneim. You have to go from two goyim, you have to be soich from each goy. They have no shaychas. Zodim mishabur, im yesh, pirish, v'ein shemechem emishroi lishtamash v'chedam yuchel l'chaveiroi, v'domin ishkan v'chas sivyu gimel, oh, he stels sivyu gimel, yichel leim mokim leos yichiv, v'ein yichel askav v'balabayis, because you're there, we have to get into the balabayis, house. B'kai gav, now go into Lema. Chadorim yichodin l'chol echad, ho idorim b'shutfus. Oh, Shai is, why don't they live b'shutfus? So mashwing more that if they live b'shutfus v'chol abayis, maybe it is all right. Why? Because each one lives in the other, shutfus is all right. Oh, but asach achreinim, one of the two, this is not like a, one of the two in Tosfos is that you can't take from shutfim either. Why? Because we have to have a balabos, and then we're going to do schiris, we're going to bite into his rishus and get something from his rishus. That is called schiris, because we're taking away from him something. If lechatchila you have two shutfim, and each one shover b'shover, then what do you gain? So you got a yid and a goy. So what do you gain that the yid is a shutf with a goy? We need to be a shutter to take away from the goy's chelik. There is no the goy's chelik and the yid's chelik has already been predestined. That thing, that there's a yid and a goy, even if they share.
Two goyim
also. So you'd have to go to each goy if they shutfim. Mishmur says refresh. The Ramah is mashmer that the din is only you can't go to the, you have to go to the goy separately to the yid if they live in different houses. If they shut him, then you go to one and then the other. Close you go. Whole idea of schius is you're biting into the rishus of the goy and getting away with the rishus of the goy. So we have this soche, and the soche is living in the house of the goy, and we're being soche from him. The two shutfim, one is not living in the other one's house. I'm the same, the yid is the same balabos as the goy. So it doesn't help. You still haven't done any schius because you haven't taken anything away from the rishus of the goy. All right. Sure.